The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Tes, says that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because people were nichshol, they transgressed the three greatest Averis in the Torah, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Damim. But the second Beis HaMikdash, even though the Yidden were Isaac, they toiled in Torah and in Gemilus Chasadim. They did Chesed. But since they were nichshol, between them they had sinas chinam, there was hatred among each other, therefore the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And Reb Chaim Vital says, and the Chofetz Chaim says the same thing in numerous places, that the reason why we're still in Golis and we still don't have the Beis HaMikdash is because of the Aveira of sinas chinam. And the Gemara says a lashon over there, and that over there in Yuma Daf Tes. This teaches us that the fact that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the aveira of sinas chinam, it shows that the aveira of sinas chinam equals the aveiras of avodah zarah, gilui arayos, and shvichas damim. So this is a time that we have to work on avas chinam. Even people that we have reasons to have tainas on, we have reasons to be upset at them, but we have to work on avas chinam. And I want to tell you a true story that just happened this week, Sunday, in the 9 days, Tav Shin Pei Gimel, that I heard from a person who was there. Obviously, I can't go into too many pratim, but there was a colony somewhere in the mountains that people own private condos, and someone made a small extension that went into public property, and there was a whole machloikis, an argument broke out that some people said, you have no right to make this extension running through our place. And this person said, yes, I did have a right, it's whatever, it's really connected to my house. It became a whole thing. Finally, the person said he agrees to move it. He agrees to take the extension down and move it to a different angle that everyone would be happy. But without going into pratim what type of extension it was, it came down to $10,000. And now there was an argument, who has to pay the $10,000, or should they split the $10,000? So they went to a din Torah. And I heard this from a person who sat at this din Torah, someone in this colony that was here at the din Torah. And it was a whole shiloh, should they split the $10,000? Who's really right? Who's really wrong? And somebody stood up at the din Torah. And this person is the person that I know who told me the stories, that this person is not a wealthy man. There was a lot wealthier people sitting there. But he's a person who has parnasa. And he says, it's $10,000. We're not going to have a machloikis about $10,000 in the 9 days. I am paying the $10,000 to make that there should be peace. And Baruch Hashem, that's the end of the story. He took the $10,000 on himself. He said, either I'll pay from my pocket or I'll raise it. But I'm taking it on myself, the $10,000. And the argument ended. And Baruch Hashem, everything ended b'shalom. Let's learn from this now. As we come Erev Tisha B'Av now, Tav Shin Pei Gimel, let's realize, whatever it may be, it's a little thing. Yes, I'm going to let someone use that parking spot that bothers me sometimes. Sometimes, yes, Leman HaShalom, I'm going to let him park over there even though it bothers me. Leman HaShalom, I'm going to let some kids go on my grass even though it bothers me. Leman HaShalom, I'm going to let the neighbor do something, have someone do something in the shul that bothers me. Leman HaShalom, we're going to look the other way, and together we'll be Zeicha to build the Beis HaMikdash. Bekarov.